Live from Studio G in the heart of America, I'm Steve Greer, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom, willing to tell you the truth when nobody else will. I will be brutally, brutally honest. God bless America. This is the Steve Greer Show. Three big things this hour. Number one, a white high school girl savagely beaten by a gang of black girls in a Missouri high school. So grievous are her injuries, she may never recover. I tell you this because it's become an epidemic that nobody's talking about. Free game on white girls. Number two, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been on the campaign trail reflecting on the State of the Union last week, and he called the president angry and totally dishonest about the economy and foreign policy, among other things. And number three, watching Joe Biden during the State of the Union and ever since, it's like watching a guy with a split personality. I mean, he goes from angry old man standing on his porch in his underwear screaming at kids in his yard during the State of the Union, back to the dementia-addled patient struggling to form sentences. Really was weird. You know, I'm never going to forget that State of the Union. He came out there all charged up and yelling and carrying on. It's not Joe Biden that we see every day. So another day without the State of the Union amphetamine cocktail, and Joey's having trouble. He struggles. Yeah. Listen to this.
Tremendous amount of things you can cut. Maybe precise. Tremendous amount of things you can do, not cut. He said, I will, and but the bottom line is, he's still at it.
Yeah, that's Joey post State of the Union. You know, I want people to hear that one again. I do, because it's like, because he his brain freezes, it locks right up. Goes right into a skid. Play it again.
Tremendous amount of things you can cut. Maybe precise. Tremendous amount of things you can do, not cut. He said, I will, and but the bottom line is, he's still at it.
I like the sounds that he makes. The leader of the free world, then. Let me repeat that. The leader of the free world asking permission to answer some questions. He's basically told no, by the way. Then the press heard it out of the room. What did you ever remember Donald Trump asking permission? Can I answer a question? Donald Trump would answer all sorts of questions. He'd take all comers if he was in the mood, right? Permission to answer questions. Listen to this nonsense right here.
Anyway, am I allowed to take any questions? anybody here to staff?
They laughed, but he's serious.
Thank you, press.
Yeah, and then they heard him out. Okay, everybody out. Everybody out. Am I allowed to take a few questions? He's serious. He is the president of the United States, which, you know, used to be the most powerful person in the world. I don't know that he is anywhere near the most powerful person in the world. I don't know if he's the most powerful person in that room. And that's sad. It really is sad. Joe Biden has failed this country. He's failed in leadership. He has no vision for where we're going, except to tax the rich and feed the poor till there are no rich no more. Man, here's a new ad for the Donald Trump campaign. It's brutal on Joe Biden, as it should be, based on recent behavior. Listen to this.
Tremendous amount of things you can cut. Maybe precise. Tremendous amount of things you can do, not cut. Not long ago, my buddy John McCain passed away. My predecessor friend, that's how he ended his career. And what they're going to do is to ensure a national, really endanger our national security. They're going to expend a, you know, you have to look.
Pennsylvania, I have a message for you. Send me to Congress that I can support this right.
family for the, those farms for the, and their children.
They have children to fill, children to, and, to instigate the, re-
the ad is called, "Is Joe Biden okay?" The answer, based on the video evidence, no. No, he's not. And yet, look, we talk about this all the time, but how could we not? This is the guy that has the nuclear football, for God's sake. This is the guy that if there's a war, if at 3 in the morning local time, China decides, hey, today's the day we're going to invade Taiwan. Who are they going to wake up? Joe Biden? Or is he already going to be walking around the White House naked and confused? Here's something for you, by the way. Another example of the shift of voters. You've got this shift going on. It's down to about 76% last time I looked. Black voters supporting Joe Biden. They have shifted. It's always been 90 to 95% support of black voters for Democrats running for president, but not anymore. And here's another example of why not. Listen to this.
I stand with Trump because he's basically representing us, and everything that they're doing to him is what they can do to us.
Yeah.
And the system is broken, and, you know, he's fighting for us, you know? So I like his policies. I like how he says it like it is. And, you know, and Biden, gotta go. I'm sick of him.
And what would you say to a black person that says that you're not black because you're voting for Trump?
Well, then I guess I identify as a white man. I don't know. I don't care what anybody has to say. I'm a mother. I care about the future of my child, and I care about policies over, you know, rhetoric.
She cares about policies over rhetoric. A black mom, young woman, attractive young woman who says, look, I don't care what people say. I'm worried about the future of my child. And how do you argue with that one? Honestly, how do you argue with that when that's what you are hearing from so many people, right? So many people. And again, I just talked to a 19-year-old young woman who previously had been pretty left of center until she saw Joe Biden's policies. And all of a sudden she's like, yeah, I'm with Trump. 20-year-old college kid. He's with Trump. Talked to him not too long ago. All these people that were formerly with Biden. Young people. People that should not be in that category going the other way. Anyhow, everyone knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you need to be prepared, and that's where the Wellness Company and its emergency medical kits come in. Dr. Peter McCullough and others at the Wellness Company are doing their best to make sure you have what you need in these emergency kits, which are the gold standard. Be ready for anything. Life-saving medications, ivermectin, the Z-Pack, for example, are in there. No matter what you face, they'll be prepared, knowing you have antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to help keep you and your family safe, whatever happens next. Go to twc.health/Gruber, twc.health/Gruber, and order now.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall.
Oh no, you gotta turn around. Start paddling.
For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks. Just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.